listening to Stage Frequency. Please note that the following podcast may contain strong language and themes meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. The immersive experience is designed to be better suited with a pair of headphones.
Paradise. You know what paradise is, Francis? It's the place to be. Life of luxury, royal living, specially curated. It's a dream come true, they say. An apartment with world-class amenities, 15 minutes from the airport, 12 minutes from the beach, 10 minutes from an international school, everything you need in a little world. Sea-facing, high-rise apartment, swimming pool, gym, bachchon ka ground, sab hai sir, sab.
Sounds nice, sir.
Only, it's not a dream, but a goddamn nightmare. A nightmare. My 10 years of savings, 10 years, all I had gone. But Inspector kya kehta hai? The builder has fled, stole my life savings and just disappeared. साला रहने के लिए किराया नहीं, कोर्ट जाने के लिए तक पैसा नहीं, रोने के लिए कंधा नहीं.
Well, I'm sure you will come out of it, sir. After all, a man provides. You still have your family.
My daughter died 4 years ago. And as for my son and wife, I'm dead. I am simply dead in their eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, Francis, I'm sorry. I've just had one too many of these. You know, you're the only person who really listens to all my whining and this burping.
It's a Wednesday evening, sir. I'm only serving you tonight. All yours here.
Things were bad between me and Urvi. And after my daughter was gone, they became worse. We split. And thanks to my drinking problem, she got this son. You know, I thought if I really prove myself to give them the stability they deserve, the life I promised, have our own house, you know, they'd come back, she'd come back. Nothing. Hey Francis, I don't really have cash on me right now. So
don't worry, sir, I will put it on your tab.
As the clock struck midnight and the commotion of the city slipped into its cozy walls, the concrete jungle washed away by the rains, its mud, dirt, and for the many seeking life in the city, their ambitions that wash away with the filth every year. In the bar, all that remains is Radhya, old man Francis, the half-filled glass of bourbon, and the despair that hangs in the misty air.
You have children, Francis?
No, Maria always wanted one, but no, I have two nephews though, sweet boys.
Bundle of joy. Isn't that what they always say? A child is a gift. A child is a gift. They're not a gift. They're a limb. Like an eye for someone who has always been blind. You never know. It was this that you were missing. Never knew you could love something so unconditionally. An extension of yourself. But what they also don't tell you is the pain that is left when this gift is taken away from you. Like a part of you who dies. Like a part of you dies with them.
You know, I think about my daughter now, what she was spared. Sometimes I think she would be grateful. It was a tumor in her brain, the doctor said. But she didn't feel a thing. She didn't feel a single thing. Went straight into coma. And then, somewhere in the darkness, she eventually slipped out into another. Another deeper kind, I guess. Isn't that a beautiful way to go out? Painlessly. As a happy child, the problem with dying later is that the damage is already done. It's too late.
She spared me the sin of being a father, Francis. She spared me.
Okay, Radhea, now that's enough. You should probably stop now. I'll drop you to your house if you want.
No. I'm going to have another one.
Radhea collapses on the bar floor as Francis, calling out his name and watching him above, fades. It's all dark now, but there is a certain stillness to this numb feeling. There's no pain, no ringing in the head, just still silence. Radhea opens his eyes, that are no longer heavy with insomnia, his feet no longer tired, a feeling as if a weight had been lifted off his chest. He is still on the bar floor, but this time there is just him. No one else. A faint scent of liquor still lingers in the air, making him light-headed but not hungover. Radhea gets up on his feet and notices a sudden beam of light that shines down the road outside the window pane of the bar. It's a taxi. And the road is deserted, something it had never been in a long time. Radhea walks out, still disoriented. The car is in front of the bar as if waiting for someone. An old driver, bald and wearing a scarf, peeks out of the car window and asks,
"Looking for a ride?"
I don't have any money on me.
"You've strayed too far, Radhea. Let me take you home."
How did you know my name? Huh?
"It's been a long night. Get some rest." Radhea catches a glimpse of himself, his face illuminated by the soft light of the street lamps, his wrinkles reflecting the years of stress. "What's the matter, son? Why so
so sad, Rough Patch?
Why would you even care?
Have faith, son. You a believer?
What, so you're one of those parishads, those church group made of nonsense, huh?
It sure is. So, you don't believe in God?
You know, if I ever met that bastard, I'd ask him, how dare you? How dare you create a world so full of misery without a fault of our own? Bone cancer? Children barely old enough to speak their first words with tumors and diseases? How is that right? Why should I respect a God who created a world so full of injustice, pain and suffering? I shun the bastard for taking my daughter. I shun him for all my life of pain and disappointment. If he is up there looking down at me, I hope he knows what an unjust, capricious twat he is for this meaningless mess he has made. It just isn't fair. Just isn't fair.
Tell me, Radhya, does a deer proclaim injustice when a lion preys on it? Is the predator void of suffering? Whose life is more unfair? The fish that freely roams the sea or the shark that preys on it but has to keep moving to stay alive? All lives are unfair, Radhya. Suffering is what makes you human. What makes you appreciate the beauty of life no matter how cruel. You wouldn't realize happiness if you haven't faced despair. There is no concept of joy without suffering. Suffering isn't a curse, Radhya. It is a measure of your being.
But if so, why do we spend our lives chasing meaning, trying to escape our inevitable death? If we know there's a heaven, why suffer through life?
It's simple. There aren't any wrong answers. It is exactly what you make of it. In your quest for power and wealth, you forget there is a satisfaction in good old labor, in simple goals, in being sufficient. The happiness that cannot be brought by unbound wealth. And as for purpose, Radhya, it is in hope. In the heaven of little things, the hope for morning to come.
But if that is so, then what's the meaning of all this? We are just then creatures of need, right?
Have you ever sailed across an ocean, Radhya? On a sailboat surrounded by sea with no land in sight, without even the possibility of sighting land for days to come, to stand at the helm of your own destiny? I want that one more time. I want to be there for when I'm in Kerala to feel the surge as 10 race boats go thundering by. I want another meal at the langar in the Golden Temple. I want another cup of tea at the foothills of the Himalayas. One more Thandai at home for Holi, one more Diwali. I want to stand at attention in unison below the flag one last time. Climb the Everest, ride the river, stare at the Ajanta paintings, read a good book under the stars, and then another. I want to feel the loving embrace of my mother one last time. To see the joy on my children's face. I want to feel the warmth of the sheets of my bed. I want to make breakfast for my grandkids. To remember and laugh at my experiences. I want the nurturing air to fill my old lungs one last time. Give me that. Most of all, I want to sleep. I want to sleep like I slept when I was a little boy. Just give me that one last time.
Yeah.
this episode was written and performed by Prateek Patil, Kaustav Mohapatra, and Rohit Kumar Suman. Production and editing by Prateek Patil. To help Stage Frequency grow, share this podcast with your friends. Comment and rate us on Apple Podcasts. You can reach out to us via link in description. We will be back with more episodes. Until then, goodbye.